This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant on Friday against Russian President Vladimir Putin, an exceedingly rare step for the world body, accusing the Russian leader of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. The ICC President Pyotr Hovmansky.
This is an important moment in the process of justice before the ICC. The judges have reviewed the information and evidence submitted by the prosecutor and determined that there are credible allegations against these persons for the alleged crimes.
He goes on to say the execution depends on international cooperation. Moscow has repeatedly denied accusations that its forces have committed atrocities during its one-year invasion of its neighbor and branded the court's decision as null and void with respect to Russia. Friday's warrant requires any of the court's 123 member states to arrest Putin and transfer him to The Hague for trial if he sets foot in their territory. U.S. President Joe Biden offered brief responses to that decision. Meanwhile, for now, Chinese President Xi Jinping is still planning to meet with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week and highlighted China's aspirations for a greater role on the world stage. But hours after Friday's announcement of the trip, the international arrest warrant was issued for Putin on war crimes charges, taking at least some wind out of the sails of China's big reveal. Again, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant against Russian President Vladimir Putin, and a rare step for the world body, accusing the Russian leader of war crimes of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said the country's parliament will begin ratifying Finland's, but not Sweden's, NATO bid, removing the biggest remaining hurdle to enlarging the Western Defense Alliance as war continues to rage in Ukraine. Reuters' Christy Kilbourne reports.
President Tayyip Erdogan made the announcement on Friday, though he held off approving Sweden's bid. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the move.
The most important thing is that both Finland and Sweden become full members of NATO quickly, not whether they join at exactly the same time.
In Stockholm, Sweden's foreign minister, Tobias Billström, said it's a question of when Sweden becomes a member, not if.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilbourne reporting. Health officials in Burundi have declared an outbreak of polio linked to the vaccine. The first time that a paralytic disease has been detected in the East African country for more than three decades. The epidemic is yet another setback for the global effort to wipe out polio, which first began in 1980 initially, aimed to eradicate the disease by 2000. The Burundi government declared the polio outbreak to be a national public health emergency and plans to start an immunization campaign within weeks aimed at protecting all children up to age 7. The government's response to the failure of two major banks in the U.S. involved hundreds of billions of dollars. The question is, will ordinary Americans end up paying for it in one way or another? AP correspondent Norman Hall examines that.
It could be months before it's known just how much of the tab for bank failures that ordinary Americans will have to pick up. The Biden administration says it will guarantee uninsured deposits of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. The Federal Reserve announced a new lending program for all banks that need to borrow money to pay for withdrawals. The Fed says banks borrowed about $300 billion in emergency funding in the past week, with nearly half that amount going to holding companies for the two failed banks to pay depositors. Taxpayers will probably bear no direct costs, but other banks may have to help defray the cost of covering uninsured deposits. Over time, those banks could pass higher costs on to customers, forcing everyone to pay more for services. I'm Norman Hall.
Genetic material collected at a Chinese market near where the first human cases of COVID-19 were identified show raccoon dog DNA commingled with the virus, adding evidence to the theory that the virus originated from animals, not from a lab, according to international experts. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.